奉主耶稣圣名，继续下午的聚会啊，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In Jesus' name, we continue with the afternoon Sabbath service and continue to study the Bible.
我们今天下午用我要追念这个主题，来跟我们一起查考我们留下信仰的记录到底有多么重要。
And this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic of I would remember to recognize the importance of our foothold in our faith.
好，然后我们先来看一节经文，来看诗篇103篇。
Psalms
103. 诗篇103篇。
Psalms 103.
从第一节开始到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
103篇第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂主，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my most innermost being, praise his holy name.
第二节说，我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Verse 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
第三节，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Verse 3, who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease.
第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who redeems your life from the pit.And crowns you with love and compassion.
第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Verse 5, who satisfy your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
我们早上提到，我们在新年有三个愿望。
This morning we talk about the three wishes for the new year.
在三个这个三个愿望，如果神成全我们。
If these three wishes are being fulfilled by the Lord,
我们的内心一定是满足又喜乐。
Our heart will be full of thanksgiving and content.
我们的心呢，会像那个干旱的大地哈，得到这个雨水的滋润一样啊，重新复苏，然后我们的生命又再活泼起来。
Our heart can be likened to be a dry land that's been quenched by the thirst, and we will once again be active.
那所以，当我们所心我们所愿的得到满足的时候，这里第五节特别说，我们会像老鹰一样返老还童。
So when our desire are being satisfied, it is likened that our youth is renewed like the eagle.
我们肉体虽然一年一年的老去，但是我们的心呢，却新一年新是一年。
Our physical self might be deteriorating as the year has gone by, but our inner heart and spirit it should be renewed.
所以我们内心呢是充满喜乐满足，我们属灵的生命力呢是越来越健康越来越活泼。
Our inner heart is filled with thanksgiving and content, and that is why we fill with become more active as the year has gone by.
就好像这个鹰啊，鹰它会换脱毛换毛啊，那它老的时候更熟练啊，它就是真的哈，翱翔在天空啊，一无所缺。
Like the eagle who shed his feather every year and grow new feathers, it will be he will be soaring in the sky.
哦，所以很自由的，它可以真的。在能够在天际翱翔，那其实基本上就好像天底下没有什么可以让他害怕的他很自由很满足。
And it is with freedom and joy the eagle can gain this freedom to soar in the sky, and he's very content.
那所以这一段呢，那这个大卫的诗啊，他特别在提到说，我的心要称颂赞美神。
So this is the Psalm of David that he recognized that he has to praise the Lord in his holy name from the innermost being.
第二节特别提到说，不可以忘记他的一切恩惠。
And verse 2 talks about do not forget all his benefits.
那神给我们的恩惠是多方面的。
The Lord has given us all form of benefits.
大卫他自己本身一生的经历我们在读撒母耳记在读列王记的时候，我们都读得很清楚。
And the experience that David has had attained is can be recorded in Samuel and Kings.
他一生所经历的真的是真的就好像人生的道路一样啊，有充满崎岖不平的，但是又恩典满满。
The life experience that David has gone through is full of twists and turns, but at the same time, he's full of thanksgiving and content.
所以他在危难的时候，神拯救他。
So in his most lowest point, the Lord rescued him.
他在信心低落犯罪的时候，神赦免他。
And when he is in the lowest pit of his sin, the Lord forgived him.
当然，他一生当中一定也生过病，神医治他。
And throughout his lifetime, he suffered from illnesses, and the Lord healed him.
我们一个人一生从头到尾，有谁不会生病呢？
Many of us will have gotten sick in the entire of our life.
所以他特别说，神医治他的一切疾病。
So he mentioned that the Lord heals all his disease.
那神救赎我们脱离死亡。
The Lord deliver us from death.
神用他的爱跟他的怜悯。 作为我们生命的冠冕
and crowned us with love and compassion.
他用美物让我们的心愿满足，让我们可以享受神的创造。
To satisfy our desire with good things that we can admire His creation.
所以这段圣经在提醒我们，神的一切恩惠，我们都要记住，不可忘记。
This verse reminds us to remember God's grace and love and do not forget.
所以我们。 明年我们教会希望能够，让我们每一个家庭，甚至我们每一个个人呢，都能够把我们的蒙恩见证，甚至我们每一个家庭信仰的起头，都能够把它记录下来。It
is a wish that next year we would record the family testimony of our faith, of each family.
用一年的时间，把我们自己的信仰做一个重新的回顾整理。
And to use 1 year to reflect and rearrange and look back at the faith in each of our household.
不管我们是怎么来信主的。
Whether how do we come to believe in Christ?
我们有人来信主，可能是因为婚姻的关系来进入教会。
Some people came through marriage as they enter into the church.
有人来信主，可能是因为生病得医治，因为有人传福音给我们，我们来到这里体会到恩典，所以我们。
Some people came through suffering from illness or disease, and people preached to them that they have hear about the gospel and gotten healed, and that's why they accept and believe.
我们有人来信主，可能是因为被朋友邀请来，然后来到这个地方，感受到这里就神的家，在这里很好，他们就继续来这里查考道理，然后就留下来了。
And there are some who are invited by their friends who came and experienced for themselves how wonderful it is to stay in God's house, and they stayed on.
所以有人是因为真理，听到真理，他们就渴慕真理，就来跟随主耶稣基督，进入教会。
Some people want to seek for the truth, and they yearn for the truth, and they enter into the church.
那甚至有人是要来挑战真理的，结果也是被真理说服了，最后留下来。 死心塌地的来传扬真理。
And there are people who want to challenge the truth at first and got convinced by the truth and decide to stay on and press to uphold this truth.
真的，我们弟兄姐妹当中有人是要来挑战真理的。
There are people who come to challenge the truth.
来找那个传道者讲话的毛病的。
To pick flaws of the preachers.
就好像来打擂台一样的，看谁比较会讲的。
Like to have a contest of speech and see who can speak better.
但是最后都臣服在真理底下。
But at the end, they're defeated by the truth.
所以他们最后看到了，原来神的道理不是用人的想法去解释的。
At the end, they realize that God's truth is not interpreted by man's thinking.
所以接下来就成为耶稣的门徒，忠心的跟随这个真理来传扬真理。
And they became the followers and the apostles of Christ and who preached this truth.
我们有人是因为来到这个地方，领受圣灵之后，感受到神真的存在，结果他们就改变他们过去的想法，进入教会，成为主的门徒。
Some people came when they received the Holy Spirit and changed the thinking, their old thinking, and their old ways, and they are convinced to stay on in Christ.
不管我们是因为什么原因啊来进入教会。
Regardless of what kind of reason we came into the true church.
我们信仰有个起头之后，我们在这条天国路上一定都会经历许许多多神的恩惠。
And when we start off with this faith, we will face through a lot of challenges and difficulties along the way.
我们如果是真的信实的啊，像神是信实的神一样来跟随啊这个救恩的道路，我们一定会感受到神与我们同在啊，他用恩惠来扶持我们啊，能够继续走这条天国路。
If we trust that God is trustworthy and faithful, we continue to walk in this path to believe that He will guide us through.
所以我们年岁增长的时候，我们的恩典就越来越多。
As our years has accumulated, our blessings and grace has also add up.
我们看诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
诗篇六十五篇十一节。
Psalm 65, verse 11.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下之有。
You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
哦，所以神让我们年纪增长的时候，他在我们的生命里面啊，又加上了啊，这个从神来的恩惠，是让我们会感动，那会让我们生命成长的。
As we accumulate in the number of years as we live, we also add on to our the bounty and abundance that add on that we can continue to grow.
这神的恩典是让我们满足，不会忧虑的。
God's blessing will cause us to be content and do not worry.
哦，所以这个恩典是可以啊，就像戴在头上当冠冕，可以来向人展现我们的神是多么有恩惠。有慈悲怜悯的神。
And God's blessing can be something that we put on as a crown to show people that it's full of wisdom and full of abundance.
我们领受越多恩典的人，我们其实会更加谦卑，我们不会变得很骄傲。
The more we receive the blessings of the Lord, the more humble we are.
因为我们知道这些恩典本来我们是不配的。
Because we know deep down these blessings are not, we're not worth.
因为世界上
these blessings.
世界上有许许多多比我们更好的人。
There are more people out there who are better and than us.
他们也可能比我们更用心的去追求，然后去做一些修炼的功夫。
And these people have a better heart to pursue the truth, and they exercise on their own technique.
那但是我们其实也没有做什么，但是神的恩典就加在我们身上哦。
But we do not do anything to deserve God's blessing upon us.
所以，当我们领受越多恩典的时候，我们会越谦卑，因为我们觉得神的恩惠真的很多，超过我们所求所想的。
So the more blessing we receive, the humble we should get to know that we're unworthy of God's blessing upon us.
哦，所以这些恩典呢，我们要述说，不可忘记。
And these blessings are something we have to share and do not forget.
当我们把神的恩惠记得越多的时候。
And when we accumulate God's blessing,
我们对神的爱就会越有体认。
And we will experience more of God's love.
那我们就越认识这位救我们的主。
And we'll more have a more recognition of God who to save us.
真的，一路都是神在带领我们的脚步。
Along the way, God has guided our footsteps.
不管这条路我们是经过像水火一般的熬炼。
Whether this path contains trials like fire and water that trains us.
或是有时候走在这条路上，真的是鸟语花香。
Or this path that we walk on is smooth.
也就是说
like smooth sailing.
也就是说我们也有一段时间会非常顺利，感受到神给我们祝福我们欢喜快乐。
There'll be times we walk that smooth sailing that we receive joy and blessings from God.
但是不管怎么样，我们不管是遇到困难还是在顺境的时候，我们都是很谦卑的把所有的荣耀颂赞都归给这位引领我们的主。
So whether it's of difficulty or of smooth sailing, the path that we took, we have to give glory and thanks to the Lord.
所以我们要纪念，我们不可以忘记。
We have to remember and do not forget.
看诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
当我们困难的时候，那这去数算神的恩典更是关键。
in times of difficulty to count God's blessing is more critical.
啊，因为七十七篇的第七节呢
？Verse seven.
他说：“难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗
？”Will the Lord reject forever? Will He never show His favor again?
第八节：“难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世废弃吗？”
Has His unfailing love vanished forever? Has His promise failed for all time?
第九节：“难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？”
Verse 9, Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has He in anger withheld His compassion?
哦，他就你看这个，其实都是我们很容易就会发出的疑问。
These are questions that we tend to have doubts.
我们在感受不到神，好像神没有在听我们祷告的时候，很自然的我们就会觉得好像神忘记了我们，他不爱我们了。
When we do not have results in our prayer, we tend to think that God has forgotten and do not love us.
但其实神不是这样子，我们有时候把神误解了。
But this might not be the case, and we have misunderstood God's intention.
所以第十节呢，这个作者就说，我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
Then I thought in verse 10, to this I will appear, the years of the right hand of the Most High.
也就是说，当我再仔细想一想，就会发现说，这是我们个人的软弱。
When we think further, this could be out the weaknesses of men.
因为我们没有更深入去认识这位带领我们的主。
We do not have a deep recognition of God who guided us.
很多时候，我们用我们人的想法去想神应该怎么做。
We use our thinking for in a man's perspective.To dictate what God should do.
哦，但是其实神的意念高过人的意念。
But God's intention is higher than all men.
神的道路高过人的道路。
God's way is higher than man's way.
有时候就算是很艰困的时候，其实也是神在带领我们走。
Even in the most difficult times of our life, God is still guiding us to walk.
神不但爱我们，他更要我们成长，他要训练我们。
Not only did he love us, he want us to grow and to be trained.
所以神有时候像一个老师，他在站在旁边看我们。
God is like a teacher who stood at the side to watch over us.
他告诉我们说：“哎，你应该怎么做？”他告诉我们怎么做。
He will tell us what to do.
啊，我们愿意听他的人，我们就照他的方法做。
Those who listen to him will do according to what he said.
但是有时候神也会把我们抱着。
Sometimes God will embrace us.
哦，他并不是那个很无情的，他是很有怜悯的。
He's not a person who has no feelings, and he's full of compassion.
他就像一个很慈爱的母亲一样。
Just like a loving mother.
但是他又有时候又是很严厉的老师。
But sometimes he could be very stern as a teacher.
那有时候他是一个下命令的君王。
Sometimes he could be a king. King that give off commands.
叫我们说你就这样做。
And he would say, just do this way.
哦，那我们就照他下的命令做吧。
And we do according to what he has instructed.
但是有时候他像一个牧人一样，他自己走在前面，叫我们跟在后面走。
Sometimes he could be a shepherd who walk ahead of us and want us to follow him.
所以其实我们对神的认识，我们需要不断的去在生活当中体验神他是怎么来引导我们的。
So in order to have a deeper understanding of him, we have to understand how he has guided us in our daily life.
神的方式可能都是在变的，不会一直都一成不变的。
God's ways are changing and will keep constantly be changing.
神看我们的成长，用对我们最好的方式来让我们明白道理在哪里，信心应该什么时候生出。
God wanted us to grow to understand where.The areas of truth that we should grow and where we can focus on.
哦，所以我们对神的认识不能够一直以前我信主的时候神这样带我，现在神怎么不要这样带我？神跑哪里去了
？We cannot have the same concept of understanding of when we first believe that God will still be the same way as how He has guided us through the years.
因为神就是要我们成长啊。
Because God wanted us to grow.
就像孩子，我们在养他的时候，他长大的时候。孩子小的时候跟长大的时候，我们父母亲对他的态度跟他的方式也不太一样啊。
Just like a child who grows up, the attitude of the parents are different.
哦，所以我们一开始信主的时候，我们祷告很有效。
When we first started to believe in the Lord, our prayers are very effective.
有时候甚至都还没有祷告，还没有求，哎，神就主动给我们了。
Sometimes before we even ask for it, it has already, God has granted to us.
这慢慢的信主久了，发现祷告求了老半天，神好像都没有听到。
After believing for a long time, the more we pray, we just thought that God is no longer listening.
其实这个很简单的道理。
This is a very simple truth.
就像孩子 baby 生下来，孩子 一哭，哇 ，baby 一哭，哇，一堆人就围过去了。
Just like a baby, when the baby was born, and the baby would cry, and everyone would crowd around the baby.
只要不高兴，只要什么不满足，他就一哭，天下无难事。
So every time he cries, there will be a solution to help the baby.
反正那个他的需要就被满足，他人就会来照顾他了。
And his needs will be met, and people will crowd around him.
所以孩子会哭，他就会长大了。
So when the baby cried and he would start growing,
怕他不哭，他不哭，他什么不舒服就不知道。
Because if the baby doesn't cry, we do not know where what are the areas that makes him uncomfortable.
那所以你看，但是长大孩子长大以后，他在那边哭，你就继续哭，哭到你不想哭为止吧。
But when he grow older, when the baby grows older and started to cry, most people will ignore the baby and let the person cry.
孩子需要长大。
A child needs to grow.
所以，当我们信仰在这条路上越走越久的时候，我们会发现，其实神也在这样的训练我们，能够更成熟，更明白我们个人应该要做的事。
So the longer we started out on this journey, we noticed that God has set aside to watch for us to grow and be more mature.
在这个过程当中，我们很有可能会生出像第七节到第九节这里作者他所有的疑问。
So in times of our life, there just like the author, we have our questions and doubts.
但是他后来明白说啊，其实这是我的软弱，我并没有真的认识啊，这位引领我的主。
But the person realized his weakness and that he did not have a full understanding of the Lord.
那要怎么改变？
And what does he need to do to change?
他就说：“好，现在我要来追念至高者显出右手的年代。”
He said, "I will appeal the years of the right hand of the Most High."
也就是说，他现在去想想神的作为。
He started to ponder on God's creation.
所以他要从这个软弱当中变刚强，就是思想神的作为。他曾经施展他右手有力的作为，在我们人间所被记录下来的。
In the midst of his weakness, he started to be strengthened and observe the creation of God.
所以第十一节他就说，我要现在要提说神所行的。
Verse 11, he said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord.
我要纪念你古时的奇事。
Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago.
十二节，我要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
Verse 12, I will meditate all your works and consider all your mighty deeds.
这就是连续三次强调说我要追念，我要记住。
The three times he strengthened himself to say, I will remember.
他要纪念
I will meditate.
他要纪念的重点就是神的作为。
He wanted to push himself to recognize God's creation.
就是神他的工作。
God's work.
我们今天其实我们每一个人都是神的工作。
Today, each one of us are created by God's work.
我们的家庭更是神帮我们建立的。
God has established each of our family.
我们的教会也是圣灵亲自建立的，是神的教会。
And the church is established by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself.
所以这个其实我们整个人生，我们整个所有的一切都是神的工作。
So everything is created, it's God's work.
所以他说，我要纪念，我要思想神的作为。
I will appeal, I will remember, I will meditate.
然后就是说，这个就提到说，我们今天要把神的恩典，他在我们身上所成就的，要把它完整的记录。
So today we have to record God's blessings in our life and write it down.
我们就会发出同样的结论。
And we will come to the same conclusion.
第十三节说：“神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？”
Verse 13, Your ways, O Lord, are holy. What God is so great as our God?
就是有哪一个神能够像你这样子来改变我们的心呢？
And which God are so powerful that can change our hearts?
你第十四节说你是行奇事的神。
Verse 14, you're God who perform miracles.
你在列邦中彰显你的能力。
You display your power among the people.
第十五节，你曾用你的膀臂赎了你的民。
Verse 15, with your mighty arm, you redeem your people.
也就是说，我们就会发现，我们都是被神救赎有福的人。
We are those who are being redeemed and being blessed by God.
我们需要能够成为神在这个世界当中彰显能力的见证人。
We are people who testify God's, we display God's power among the people of the world.
所以这就是我们教会明年度最重要的一件工作。
This is a very important work of the church in the coming to the year, into the next year.
要让我们的每一个家庭都真的去了解我们信仰的源头。
Every family of the household should recognize the source at the beginning of the faith.
能够记录神在我们家庭、我们的个人身上的恩典。
To record the blessings and grace that God has showered upon in each one of our family.
因为明年我们真教会成立100年。
Next year will be the 100 years that the true church has been established.
对我们这一个世代人来说，我们刚好碰上了这100年的这个年代。
And we happen to be part of this hundred years decade. We happen to be in this generation.
我相信我们在座应该没有人有机会再看到真耶稣教会成立200年那个时候的。
I know that a lot of us will not witness another 100 years from now on.
因为忘记我们现在在座每个人年纪都不小。
Among here, seated among us,
相信我们在座没有人有机会能够看到2017年的时候，我们的教会是怎么样。
It's very it's very rare that if anyone would live up to 2117 to see the church by then.
也就是说，我们不会再活另外100年的啦。
It is to say that we don't have another 100 years to live.
所以，相信那个时候，我们早就都已经等在神的乐园里面去，要领受公义冠冕的那一群人在等候的人了。
And will be people in the paradise waiting for the crown of righteousness.
所以100年在我们人类整个历史来说是很短的。
In the history of mankind, 100 years is very short.
但是这100年，可能很多人的生命被改变了。
But within this 100 years, many of our lives have been changed.
你看，我们如果看主耶稣，他把福音传进这个世界的时候的第一个100年。
When the Lord Jesus preached the gospel into this world the first 100 years ago.
我们现在的公元算是以主耶稣基督降生来开头的，来重新计算的。
We started counting from the time that the birth of the Lord Jesus.
好，所以从主耶稣道成肉身进入世界以后，你看的第一个世纪，这个世界发生什么样的变化？
And after the Lord Jesus ascended to the earth, we can witness how much changes this century has started.
这第一个世纪，
this first century,
耶稣进入世界传扬福音。
The Lord entered into the world and preached the gospel.
然后你看他被钉十字架。
He was crucified on the cross.
3天之后复活。
3 days later, he resurrected.
他的复活造成当时代整个城市的大轰动。
He caused a commotion of his resurrection during the time.
因为这是从来没有听说过的，一个人从死里复活，而且尸体不见了。
It is unheard of, and the first time the body was missing.
真的是造成很大的混乱。
It causes such a commotion.
有人相信，有人不相信。
Some people believe and some do not.
但是相信的人，他们就看到神的救恩了。
Those who believe will witness the salvation of the Lord.
不管他有没有相信，耶稣复活是事实。
Whether or not the person believes, the Lord's resurrection is a true fact.
因为接下来那个圣灵降下来了。
After that, Holy Spirit descended.
圣灵降下来的时候，教会就建立了。
When the Holy Spirit has poured down.Church was established.
这个教会一建立以后，哇，这福音，圣经使徒行传里面说，像瘟疫一样，传遍当时候整个罗马帝国了。
So once the Holy Spirit is established into the church, it's just like the plague. It has covered the whole of Roman Empire.
在这个一开始福音传播的这一段时间里面，多少的生命因为耶稣基督的福音而改变了。
So many of them has transformed and changed in their life after receiving the truth and gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
本来是那个。拜偶像的，现在变成来信耶稣了。
Those who are idol worshiping in the past has come to believe in Christ.
本来很骄傲的，现在变成谦卑了。
Those who are full of pride has become humble.
比如说，《使徒行传》第8章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter
8. 第八章，你看第九节。
Verse 9.
这里讲到这个行邪术的西门。
That was a man by the name of Simon, who practiced sorcery.
这个本来是妄自尊大的。
He was boastful.
他是你看他用这个邪术让当时的撒玛利亚城的人都很惊奇很崇拜他的。
He amazed people with his sorcery and they worship him.
不论大小都听从他他很有权威啊。
Everybody listened to him and he was, he calls the shots.
因为他说这个人 用邪术使他们都惊奇顺从。
Everyone's astonished by, amazed by his sorcery and they followed him.
但是第十三节说，西门自己听到了腓力所传的道理之后，他也信了。
In verse 13, but Simon himself believed and was baptized after he received the gospel.
那他也受洗了。
And he was baptized.
他现在自己被使徒所行的神迹和异能，他自己反而惊奇了。
But instead, now he was astonished by the great signs and miracles that the apostle performed.
所以你看。这个道理能够让一个人你看他真的转变他整个脑筋都被换过来了。
To receive gospel can change the heart and thoughts of a person.
那像这样的一个生命的转变从不信到信在使徒行传比比皆是到处都是见证。
And the transformation of those who started with not believing to the state of belief has been very, evident in the whole book of apostles.
那我们看到说很多的见证，很多的道理，使徒他们所传讲的信息都被留下来了。
A lot of the gospel that was preached by the apostle has been passed on.
当时候他们信主的经过，他们所传讲的道理，改变人心的这些信息都被流传下来。今天我们继续在读这些信息，不断的去。改变了很多很多的生命。
The way they received the gospel, they followed Christ, and all these recordings has been passed on from today.
今天如果当时候没有神感动这些作者把初期教会的这些神迹奇事跟这些道理留下来，我们今天就没有这么完整的看出神的作为是这么明显。
Without the movement and the recordings of the apostle during the time, it is impossible for us to witness God's marvelous creation today.
所以神的恩典不可以忘。
So we cannot forget God's grace and blessing.
神的作为，神的训诲更不可以忘。
God's works and God's
他的教训。
And God's teaching, we cannot forget.
你看神当时候在以色列选民走旷野40年的时间呢。
During the time when the Israelites was walking in for 40 years,
神也是给他们恩典，给他们训诲，然后让他们经历艰难，就是他们说你不可以忘记这段时间。
And God also has imparted teachings and teaching to and to them to let them not forget the times back in the days.
所以《申命记》第八章啊
，Deuteronomy chapter 8。
来看《申命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节，八章第一节。
Verse 1.
我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得主向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers.
第二节说你要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这40年是要苦练你试炼你要知道你心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
Verse 2, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to keep his commands.
你看他特别提到说要纪念神在旷野引导的 这一段时间神的用意啦。
This is the true intention that they remember the 40 years.
那真的百姓他们这一段他们的世世代代的人就不断的去重复这个神在旷野的这段恩典的记录。
And they recorded the 40 years generation after another generation.
一直到今天的犹太人他们还是不断的在重复神所有的这段作为。
And they, until today, the Jews are still talking and reciting God's creation during those years.
那你看神，他不但 把这些道理留给这个选民，他也透过先知不断的去传讲、提醒。
Not only did God impart His gospel to the chosen people, but also to the prophets to who prophesies.
如果我们看以赛亚书四十六章
，Turn to Isaiah 46.
以赛亚书四十六章
，Isaiah 46.
四十六章
，Isaiah 46.
四十六章，如果看第九节
，Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十六章第九节
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9
你们要追念上古的事因为我是神并无别神我是神再没有能比我的
Remember the former things those of long ago I am God and there is no other I am God and there is none like me
第十节说我从起初指明末后的事从古时就言明未成的事说我的筹算必立定凡我所喜悦的我必成就
I will make known the end of From the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come? I said, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please.
那这里提到这个神哦，他所做的事情，他不会忘记的。
Here mentions that what God has done, He will not forget.
神他所说过的话都不会食言，他讲的话就会实现。
And the words that He spoke will come to fulfillment.
哦，所以他要百姓，他要借着先知传讲说。你们要思念这些事情，要想。
So he wanted to through the word mouth of the prophet to want them to remember and to meditate.
第八节特别提到这些悖逆的人呢，那你要心里思想神是怎么样的神。
To especially in verse 8 it says, "Take it to heart, you rebels."
也就是说，其实如果我们愿意顺服神，我们会发现，其实神的作为我们人是没办法否定的。
If we are willing to submit to God, we have to understand that man cannot determine God's way.
哪一个神能够像这样子来带领他所爱的人呢？
What kind of God would be the person to guide the people that He loved?
那所以神，你看他特别屡次的这个先知提醒说，他都记住他是怎么样跟这些他所爱的百姓共同经过一段走过一段路，然后他怎样爱他们。
He wanted to show how much he loved them after he walked with them through a number of years.
神的那个作为如果我们去想，会觉得很感动啊。
God's we will be very moved if we ponder on God's work.
你看耶利米书二章啊哈。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书二章第二节。
Verse 2.
耶利米书二章二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2.
你去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说：“主如此说，你幼年的恩爱婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。”
Verse 2 Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, I will remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you love me and follow me through the desert, through the land.Through a land not sown.
他说这些神跟我们在我们身上所做的，他对我们的爱，他都没有忘记的。
God did not forget the love that He showered upon us through His works.
所以今天呢，其实我们需要把这个像神这样子把他我们对他的爱，他对我们的爱都把它记录起来。
So today we have to record God's love towards us.
相信我们。弟兄姐妹，一定有更多人是很记住神的爱，愿意来回报神的爱的。
Many of us remember God's love and want to repay God's love.
那所以今天圣经提醒我们不要忘记。
And today the Bible constantly reminds us not to forget.
那早期的主的门徒他们信仰实际上是遇到很多逼迫患难的，甚至牺牲生命。
The early stage of the apostles have faced a lot of persecutions and to the point that they lost their life.
他们为主受苦，他们却不会埋怨的。
They suffer for Christ and yet they do not murmur.
那他们所留下的这些美好的见证，成为鼓励后世的人一个很重要的信息。
The testimony they left behind has become a great encouragement to the people.
如果我们看希伯来书，大家在记录这些为主耶稣受苦的人，他们所留下的走过的痕迹啊。
If we look at Hebrews, we can see the footprint that they left behind while they were suffering for Christ.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
希伯来书十章三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32.
你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, where you stood your ground in the great contest in the face of suffering.
第二三十三节，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution, and other times you stood side by side with those who were treated.
哦，然后我们如果跳过去看第三十五节哈。
Look at verse 35.
他说：“你们不可以丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。”
So do not throw away your confidence; it will be richly rewarded.
三十六节，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
那这里特别提到说，要追念过去我们曾经走过的路。
We have to remember the path that we took.
就算是很苦难的一段日子，很苦的，
Even though it was days of suffering,
都要把它记录下来。
We still have to remember them.
他说那个时代，你在三十三节要讲他们当时候像一台戏景，好像人家在看笑话、看戏一样，在观赏，说你们信耶稣信成这个样子，那还有什么好信的？
And that time in verse 33 it says they were being ridiculed and mocked.
但是如果能够忍耐，能够撑过这个苦难的考验。
But if they can endure and persevere and pass through this trial,
最后就能够领受更美的家业。
At the end, they will receive a better reward.
将来是有大赏赐的。
And they will be richly rewarded.
所以圣经提醒我们说，不可以丢弃勇敢的心，一定要忍耐。
We cannot throw away this heart of courage, but to continue to press on.
你看我们今天生活当中所经历的一些我们想一想都会觉得很伤心的往事，我们都忍过去了。
The times we thought about how our days of suffering were so painful, but we have overcome and passed through.
我们如果忍不过去，我们就不会今天坐在这里听道理，还会信耶稣了。
Because if we did not undergone the suffering of endurance, we would not be seated among here and continue to believe in Christ.
我们既然忍过去了。
Because we have endured and suffered past.
如果我们过去，我们再想想，当初是怎么样忍下来，当初是怎么样一个信心，能够带领我们走到现在这个地步。
If we can reflect what kind of faith we had during the time to help us overcome and come to this point.
那这样子，我们所走的路线，其实能够成为后面的人他们在遇到苦难的一个很重要的参考了。
That we can serve as a reference for other people who is also going through the same.Situation as us.
你看我们今天说信主，我们遇到困难，再怎么困难都没有像早期基督徒他们那个真的被人家抓去跟狮子这样子打斗哈，被放在那个竞技场里面，被那个猛兽吃掉，那么苦。
The persecution we face today is nothing compared to what the older believers back in the days where they will be thrown into the lion den to wrestle with the lion and be eaten.
所以你看今天我们看到过去的人他们所留下这个美好的那个信心的榜样，我们都得到激励，我们现在的苦算什么，忍一下也可以过去，主耶稣会带领我们。
The older believers has left exemplary faith of a testimony for us that what we suffer today is nothing compared to what they suffered before.
所以你看我们过去真主教这一百年里面有很多很多的世代，很多的一些早期的信徒，他们留下美好的见证。
And through the 100 years of the true Jesus Church that survived, many older believers has left many beautiful exemplary faith and testimony for us.
可是我们如果仔细再回想一下，再看一看我们自己的周遭哈。
But if we look around our surrounding,
是的，有很多家庭被拯救进入这个恩典里。
A lot of family has been delivered and entered into the church.
但是又有多少家庭他们从这个恩典当中失落了，跑掉了。
But there's others who, upon receiving the grace, have been lost and walk away.
可能在我们自己的家庭里面，就是有这样的这个同龄，他们不再来教会了。
Maybe they're among our household where they will not come to church anymore.
所以表示说，我们在做信仰的传承的事情上，我们 出现了一个很大的漏洞。
So that shows when we were preaching this journey of faith, we had a loophole.
因为当我们没有去追念古时候神在我们的家庭所发生的见证、所施的恩典的时候。
We did not record and remember what that the beginning of our faith when we first believed as a household.
我们就很有可能的再一次的迷失在这个花花的世界里面。
Very easily we will be lost in this world.
因为这个世界其实上真的充满诱惑。
Because we know the world is full of temptations.
有很多觉得好像跟信仰比起来，跟教会比起来，哇，那里更有趣，好像人生会更精彩。
Seems more interesting what the world can offer us compared to church.
但是事实上，最后会证明，在教会基督的身体之外，所有的好处都是暂时的，最后都是归于虚空的。
But we know that everything apart from the body of Christ, everything else is temporary and will be in vanity.
所以今天我们的教会既然有圣灵同在。
Today our church has the Holy Spirit.
我们有完备的得救的真理。
We have this complete truth of salvation.
我们更有很显著的神迹奇事在教会当中出现。
And we have the evident signs and miracles that happen in church.
但是为什么有时候我们自己家庭的信仰却没有办法传到下一代去？问题在哪里？
Why is it that the faith of our household cannot be passed on to the next generation? And where does the problem lies?
我们要怎么样把这样一个信徒失落的这个现象把它扭转，让我们的下一代不再迷失，不再重新回到这个旧的生活里面去、受苦呢？
How did we turn around the person that is lost in our household and have him come back?
所以我们需要做一些改变。
So that is why we need to change.
我们的改变就是要我们每一个做家长的，我们的每一个家庭都去重新回想神在我们身上的恩典。
So every parents of the household has to reflect on the first faith they have when they first believe.
今天我们整个教会要推动这个工作的时候，我们需要动员所有的教会里面的资源。
So because we have to carry out this church work, we have to mobilize all the resources.
我们的中二教育的学生们，他们正准备要分组，要来跟我们的弟兄姐妹，就年长的来采访、来记录、来录音呢。
So the RE students will interview the older members to record.
我们要把我们家里面所蒙恩的见证，我们长一辈要去整理，要想想。
And how the first generation that they came to believe, it lies on the older members to rearrange and to remember.
我们要去想，我们自己一定要想清楚。
We have to take time to think.
因为我们有可能不是第一代的信徒，我们可能是好多代的信徒了。
We might not be the first generation, we might be a few generations already.
如果我们这一代的人对我们信仰的源头，我们是怎么来信主的，我们家里所经过 的这个恩典，我们都不是很清楚的时候，我们又怎么能够期待我们的下一代，他们会记住神的恩典呢？
If we don't even remember how we have come to accept Christ, in the confusion of our generation, how can we expect the next generation to follow us?
所以我们长辈如果能够真的把主的恩典去问清楚，因为我们现在还有很多长辈脑筋还很清楚的。
If the seniors can reflect and try to remember how they have first come to believe.
那是想想我们这个像孩子小时候他们所经过的这个神的带领，神给他们的恩惠，让他们今天能够长成这个样子。
And how as a child they have received God's blessings and guidance and as they grow until today.
那这样子，那这个接下来的，我们有可能我们的青年学生呢，会来跟我们聊天，来跟我们要问我们信仰是怎么来的。
And then the younger generation here will have a conversation with us to ask how our faith has been passed on.
那时候我们就不会向他们隐瞒，我们一定会讲得很清楚。
We will not hide from them, and we will explain to them in details.
我们看诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
七十八篇，我们请看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将主的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙作为述说给后代听。
We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord.
今天我们 述说的时候，也许可以用见证的，可以用文字写下来的。
Today, when we tell them, we can write it in on paper, or we can tell them verbally.
有的人可以是不是可以用画画的
？Some people use drawings.
有很多各种不同的方式。
There are many different ways.
但是我们都一定要把这样一个记录、一个信息把它留下。
But we have to jot down all these testimony.
我们需要抓住机会。
We have to seize the opportunity.
因为时间不会等我们。
Because time will wait for no man.
时间一直往前推进，我们会越来越老，我们会记忆力会越来越退化。
Time will press on, and our memory will fade away.
我们今年可能记忆力还不错，哎，明年我们记忆力可能就比较差一点。
We might be still clear in our mind this year, but next year we cannot guarantee.
所以我们一定要赶紧。
We have to be quick.
我们看诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
第十七节
Verse
17. 神啊 自我年幼时你就教训我直到如今我传扬你奇妙作为
Since my youth, O Lord, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
十八节神啊我到年老发白的时候求你不要遗弃我等我将你的能力指示下代将你的大能指示后世的人
Verse 18. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O Lord.Till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come.
因为他这里就告诉我们说，这个时间哦，要把握住。
We have to hold on and seize time.
要赶快把神的能力指示下一代。
We have to declare the power to the next generation.
当我们再去一次的思想神的恩典的时候。
Because once we reflect and ponder on God's blessing.
其实我们就好像让时间倒流。
We're trying to fall back in time.
然后再去想想，哎，神在我们当时候身上的一些作为，我们当时候是怎么样一个单纯的信心领受，哎，我们就真的是尝到主恩的滋味了。
And we can see how back then we were very simple-minded to accept God's grace, and we have tasted His goodness.
我们可以重新的被神的爱感动。
We can once again be motivated by God's love.
这将要修正我们现在信仰的脚步。
And this is to rectify the footsteps we have today.
所以我们就能够。珍惜主所给我们的恩典
Then we can treasure God's blessings upon us.
然后我们真的可以把它很完整的传递到下一代去
Then we can completely pass on to the next generation.
那其实要做这样的一个信仰传承最重要的地方是在家庭里面
So the whole pressing of the next generation starts from the family.
所以我们一定要先在自己的家庭里面对我们的下一代讲述我们的信仰来源我们蒙恩的见证
So we have to tell them the source of our belief, the originof when we first receive Christ.
那接下去呢？每一个家庭，他除了知道自己的家庭之外，他还可以去知道我们教会、我们原教会其他的家庭，他们是怎么蒙恩的。我们的对神的认识会更加的开阔。
So after they receive their testimony from their own household, they can continue to listen to other families.
所以我们接下去我们的学生他们分组的时候，他们一定会听到除了他们自己家庭以外的很多不同家庭的蒙恩见证。
So the student will start to be in groups to start with their own family and listen to other families.
那当这些恩典的见证都被记录下来以后
，And when these grace that has been recorded,
我们需要弟兄姐妹能够翻成英文的，能够翻成中文的，能够一起来加来帮助。
Those who have the ability to translate into different English or Chinese language.
因为我们长辈可能都是讲中文，甚至讲台语的。
Because the older generation still speaks in Mandarin or Taiwanese.
现在事实上，我们的年轻下一代能够看得懂中文的人已经寥寥无几了。
And it's people who are getting extinct in reading Mandarin.
所以我们的见证一定要能够把它翻译成英文，我们的下一代才看得懂。
So we have to translate into English so that the next generation can read.
所以我们需要有一些弟兄姐妹能够加入这样的一个工作。
So we want to invite brother and sister who has the skill to join to help.
但是反过来，今天年轻的一代，他们也有很多的见证。
And also on the contrary, the younger generation has many testimonies.
现在年轻人所写的都是讲写英文的。
And most of them write in English.
我们长一辈的英文看不懂。
And the older generation cannot read in English.
我们就没有办法了解，哎，现在年轻一代他们是怎么样去得到主的眷顾，他们是怎么体会这个。恩典神的爱的
And we cannot understand how did they experience God's love and God's test experience.
所以如果是 青年人用英文写的，我们要把它转成中文，让我们的长一辈的也可以了解，能够一起分享。
So the youth that wrote in English will be translated into Chinese so that the older generation can read.
这个工作不是一两个人可以完成的。
And this is not a task that only two people can complete.
是要所有的弟兄姐妹一起参与的。
It involves a great number of brothers and sisters.
但事实上，只要我们大家一起做啊，很快的。
So if we can all do it together, it is very fast.
因为当我们人数多，我们把每一个人的工作分成一部分一部分的时候，我们就可以整合把整个工作完成。
When we have more people involved, the faster it will take will to complete.
所以我们需要把这些见证转成不同的语言。
So we wanted these testimony to be translated into different languages.
都做完之后，我们需要有人负责专门整理编辑的。
And then we need somebody to rearrange and to be making an editing.
我们弟兄姐妹当中有人是很有整理的恩赐的才华，家里整理的干干净净、整整齐齐，每件事情都非常有秩序。
There's some people who likes to arrange and keep their house in tidy.
我们有一个姐妹，那个柜子里面哦，那个标示是清楚，比那个食品工厂里面还清楚。
The people's shelf are so clear, and it's sparkly clean.
也就是很有秩序的。
Oh, they arrange it in order.
这是什么东西？是什么时候的？哪一年代的？做什么的？一排一排的讲的，真的是这样，真的是非常整齐。
There are some people who arrange in order, and everything is neatly arranged.
当然也有是乱七八糟的啦。
But there are other people who are in a mess.
但是能够有整齐，你就知道说有人真的是有这个恩赐，能够把事情把它自动的非常有秩序，有那个脑筋哈，把它这样子规格化的。
So you can see some people have this gift of rearranging things in a very neatly order.
这些恩赐如果把它用在教会里面呢、啊、
？And if we can use these skills or gift in the church,
教会每件事情都会很有秩序。
Everything will be in order in church.
这样的一个做法可以影响到下一代，让下一代人继续这样做。
So this might affect the next generation that they can continue to do the same way.
所以我们需要动员所有教会里面弟兄姐妹各种不同的恩赐来参与这样的工作。
So we have to mobilize everyone from church to be part in this work.
那这样我们就一起分享主的恩典。
Then we can all share God's blessing together.
为我们的下一代留下了非常美好的记录。
To leave a good footprint for the next generation.
以后我们这些当阿公阿嬷的
，those will become grandparents.
我们可能看不到我们的子孙的子孙了。
We might not have the chance to see the grandchildren of our
但是我们所留下的记录，我们的世世代代子孙都可以看。
But what we left behind is something that they can see.
他们就会很珍惜，说我是属这个教会的。
Then they can identify themselves as part with the church.
这个教会的兴衰跟我们每一个个人都是有关系的。
To flourish or to decline of the church.
所以有这样的历史感的时候，我们的孩子才会有使命感。
So when we have this, when we take up this role, our children will have the sense of responsibility.
就是当我们知道我们是怎么来的。
To make them understand where did we come from.
我们就让我们的下一代看到他们的责任在哪里。
And to let them see where their responsibility will be next.
因为他们要继续的让这个教会不断的成长，甚至更加的荣耀扩张。
Because they will have the responsibility to continue to grow with the church and make it extend.
所以我们现在所做的工作会影响到我们好几个世代人，以及我们以后教会的发展。
So the work we do now has an impact to the next generation and the expansion of church.
所以希望在下一个一百年，我们在真耶稣教会所看到的是，我们不会再看到我们的家庭、我们的信仰青年流失。
So the next 100 years will hopefully see that none of our next generation or our youth be lost.
如果我们能够整理出这样的一个记录之后
，If we can arrange this notes or testimony，
以后的每一年
，So every
year， 我们就都可以整理出我们教会的记录了。
We can arrange this record of the church.
就好像学校里面，他们每一年都有一本，他们那一个年度，他们学校的学生他们所经历的事情。
Just like in school, they have a record book of what happened of the activities that has happened in a year.
哦，你看，所以你看，如果我们以前从台湾的，我们毕业的时候都有一个毕业纪念册，你再回去看看你以前的照片。
We have these in Taiwan, like when you graduate, you have a memo or a book that actually shows your graduation.
哦，这里的学生每一年他们也都有一个一二不可、啊、每一年的那个
so、
那一本书啊。
The student here has a yearbook every year.
那学生你就回去看那一年度你做什么事情，你上什么课，他们都很可以重新把记忆带回来的。
So they can actually turn the book and find out which year and what happened during the year.
所以这个就是变成说他们跟这个这一个跟他们所待过的地方有一个联系。
So there is a connection of the places they have been.
所以我们的教会希望的每一年里面，我们都能够把这样的一个所走过的恩典的痕迹，把它留下记录来。
So it is the same way our church will record the blessings and grace that ties in the church every year.
三十年之后
，So 30 years later，
我们仍然可以去回想到2017年的时候，我们曾经有哪一群弟兄姐妹在这个地方是怎么样来回报主的恩典。然后去留下了这一个记录。
We can look back 30 years later in 2017, how did the brothers and sisters have reflect on God's grace?
相信在以后几个世代，他们回头看的时候，他们一定会很感动。那我们的教会在几个世代之后一定会更发展。
So when they look back and they will be moved by what happened before, and it will compel them to expand the church.
哦，所以愿我们都能够来追念。神的这个作为。
So it is a hope that we continue to remember God's work.
那我们可以像诗篇这样所说的。
Just like Psalms has told us.
我们来看第七十一篇第十九节。七十一篇十九节。
71:19。
十九节，神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你
？Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O Lord.You who have done great things, who, O Lord, is like you?
好，所以哪一个神能够像我们这样的我们的主
？Which God is just like our God?
好，我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
你的赞美，你的荣耀，终日必满了我的口。
My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long.
让我们都能够不断的去述说神的作为。
Let us continue to speak of God's work.
能够赞美神的恩典，能够来荣耀真神。
To praise God and to glorify Him.
啊，愿我们一起来努力。
Let's strive together.
一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.